The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Well, Election Day, a lot of people are not happy with the results. Some people are happy, depending. I mean, if you live in the state of Florida, you'd be happy, I guess. But Election Day reveals Judgment Day is getting closer, as I have said. That's going to sound strange to some of you, but that's because I don't come at things from the perspective of what most people that you see that are political commentators. I come at things a lot of times from a completely different perspective, and it helps keep me understanding what's coming, what's not coming. And I also never tickle your ears. As you know, if you're a longtime listener, I nailed exactly what would happen in the midterm elections. And those are very hard. I could only do it in general terms because you can't predict every individual race. It's very hard to predict midterms. But man, I nailed it about as exact as you can get it. Because I didn't try to tickle your ears. I didn't try to rah-rah you and say, there's going to be a massive red wave. But I also didn't want to demoralize you. So I gave you the truth. I said, I know how the elections are stolen now because I flipped out in 2020 and fought as hard as I could to get people to take it seriously that the elections get stolen and the cheating and the mail-in balloting. And after all of that, now I know what to expect. In the midterms is what I was looking at. And I, growing up in Detroit, saw elections stolen my whole life. And I know which races are easier to steal and which ones aren't. And it's real simple. I kept telling you, it's the statewide races that you're going to see the cheating, where you're going to know, oh my gosh, how that a senator, you know, Fetterman beating Dr. Oz. I mean, give me a break. So it's going to be obvious in that situation. And I was telling you, you're going to see that kind of thing where you're going to know. But the Republicans will pick up and probably control the House, but it won't be as big as what you think, because they will steal some of the House seats probably, or block some, but they can't block them all because they can't rig. If it's a super conservative area or they don't have their minions in there, a Democrat stronghold, a big city corrupt stronghold can't offset what happens in that local election. This is what I told you. So you're going to actually see Republicans probably take the House, but they won't take it like you think. That they'll have some gain and take the House. And I said, I don't know about the Senate. That one's going to be close because those are the statewide races and they can cheat in those a lot easier. And depending on the state and how good they are at stealing it and how long they've done stealing of those elections. If they're a state that has a massive history of doing that, that will really determine it. But so anyways, it went exactly as I said. I said they will try as hard as they can not to have Kerry Lake get in. And I also said, though, but there'll be candidates like a Kerry Lake that might win by so much that no matter what they do, they won't be able to stop them because they win by a bigger percentage than they can make up in cheating and with ballot stuffing. And so there's no way to stop them. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm sorry if it comes across that way. This is all about credibility. I just want you to know I never tickle your ears. So when I say Election Day reveals Judgment Day is getting closer, I mean Judgment Day on America. And I've been warning about that too. But I want you to, if you're really, for the people that have watched a lot of my videos, I want you to remember, how many times did I tell you months ago, I'm going to tell you about what's really going to happen in the election. And I tell you things not to tickle your ears. And you won't like some of the things that I say is going to happen. But when it's all over, you will like me better because I didn't lie to you, or I didn't. And it's not even that some people like you. I didn't get all caught up in the, I gave you the truth. And when it plays out, even if it wasn't what you wanted to hear, you'll say, but he told me, He told me the truth. He didn't tickle my ears. He didn't sugarcoat anything. I never sugarcoat anything. Any longtime listener knows I don't sugarcoat things. I will tell you things even when it's going against what I want. There are things that I don't want these things to happen, but I know they're going to happen, and I have to tell you. I'm not going to. Some people might know it's going to happen and they won't tell you because they don't want, they get depressed about it and they don't want, and they don't know for sure. So they won't go out there. And anyways, I know that you respect that I give you the straight up truth. So what am I talking about here? Election Day reveals Judgment Day is getting closer. I'm looking at Election Day from a different perspective. I'm not looking at it from the, and I sometimes do look at it from the Democrat, Republican. I do that all the time, but I'm not doing that right now. What I'm looking at now is I'm focusing on a moral perspective of America. And I've done that in the past too. And since I can do both, I'm very good at looking at Democrat, Republican political stuff and what's happening and how the politics play out and cheating and non-cheating. But I also, what helps me be a little bit more accurate than other people, because people, it's not me, it's godly wisdom, is because I'm allowing God to also focus me with his wisdom about morals and the perspective and how would God be viewing things. Because God doesn't look at R and D, he looks at, is our society becoming more moral or immoral? Let me give you an example in the past that I hope clarifies, because I feel like I might be getting some of you start to drift. Don't drift off. This is important stuff. When we won Roe versus Wade by getting a Supreme Court ruling that I waited my whole life for Roe versus Wade to be overturned. And I don't know how many days after, but it wasn't very long after Roe versus Wade. I came on and I said in one of my shows, and I probably said it more than once in different shows, that the Roe versus Wade is not really the victory like I thought it would be. In fact, I don't think it's a victory at all. I was wondering, what is God doing? Because our elections have been stolen. The left is going after conservatives and MAGA like crazy, and Christian conservatives are being persecuted more than ever. And then Roe versus Wade is overturned. What the heck, God? That it's weird. Why didn't you do that when we were in a stronger position? Why didn't you do that right in the first year of Donald Trump's presidency? You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at, and I'm really not questioning, like, why is God like, how dare you, God? I'm saying God's doing something here. Why did God not do that there? There has to be a reason. And I'm looking at, well, I want Roe versus Wade because I want ultimate victory over abortion in America to happen. But why have we never had ultimate victory over abortion? You know why? The reason why we never had ultimate victory is because deep down, even people who are pro-life aren't truly the pro-life people that they need to be. They don't make it a priority issue. They do give exceptions for, well, you can kill a baby if it's rape and incest, then we can murder babies. And they give in. But deep down, there are people that say, I'm not for abortion, but then they think, but if my daughter got pregnant, I might allow her to get one. It's that type of pro-life people. We have a lot of those in America, which to me, you're not pro-life if you're doing that. There's never a time in which I would say it's okay to murder a baby. Never, never, never. That's pro-life. Okay? So, again, I'm trying to look at this from God's perspective. If God says murdering a baby is murdering a baby, then from God's perspective, when you start to justify, well, in this situation, I think murdering a baby is okay, and God is looking at it and saying, this society doesn't even deserve for me to step in and help them defeat Roe versus Wade, because even the people that say they're pro-life don't even really have a pro-life heart. They verbally will say it, but their heart really isn't in it. This is the point I'm talking. This is why God never gave us victory. And then all of a sudden we get Roe versus Wade overturned. But then I realized, oh, it's not a victory, God. You showed it to me. I know what it is. You are not allowing Americans to hide behind a Supreme Court ruling. Because when this first happened, the vast majority of people, when Roe versus Wade was passed, were not for abortion. God was removing that so that we, the American people, would have to vote, and our legislatures and our representatives would actually have to vote and show where they really stand on abortion instead of hiding behind a court ruling. And I said, oh, you're just making them put their name and making them mark it down that they are for killing babies. That's what you're doing, so that you can judge America even harder. So that Americans can't have a less judgment on America, that when God's judgment comes on America, no one can say, oh, America was doing so good morally. You can't even say, but God, we overturned Roe versus Wade. Did you look at what happened about abortion in this election? The Democrats ran on it, and many of them had massive support. But there, it's worse than that. There were pro-life things in states, and many of them failed. So the people marked down and said, screw you, God. We do want to kill babies in America. I have warned of this. I said this is the purpose of Roe versus Wade being overturned. It's to force the American people who say they're pro-life to really show you're not pro-life. A lot of them aren't. I'm not. I mean, I'm sure most of you probably are that are watching this video, but you know what I'm talking about. The mass people who are not watching this video, even the ones that say they're pro-life, they're not really, and God's forcing them to take a stand. They could say they're pro-life, but they could hide behind it. But now they have to vote for politicians who run on abortion or not. Now there's something on their ballot, and they have to pick whether they're for a pro-life piece of legislation or not. The individual voter, and their heart is being revealed. And so when I look at this from a moral perspective, is America getting more moral or less moral? Because that's how God will do it. And that's how I always knew that there would be more of a, like, maybe we'll have a revival or not. Is America and its people growing closer to God, or are they growing farther away from God as a whole in general? Not Democrat, Republican. Again, take the, don't view the election on political here. We can do that. I've done that so many times. But on a moral perspective, all of you know that morally, America is moving farther away from God. Even in Florida. Florida had a massive Republican, but folks, the folks in Florida know that America as a whole, we're growing farther away from God. And we're going farther in immorality. Every single day, we grow farther away from God. And I think that morally, when you look at what's happening morally, from a moral perspective of what happened during this election, it only confirms that God is revealing to the American people who want to look for it, Christians like me. He's revealing to the Christians especially. Hey, Christians, you better get prepared. I have revealed the sins. I'm revealing the hearts of the people in America, and my judgment will come. That's what the election showed me. But also, not to boast, but so that you understand, because some of you are skeptical, for credibility reasons, you need to know, I did a show, and I really recorded it the night before the election, but it aired on election day, like it came out at 2 p.m. On election day, but it was recorded the night before the election, and my show was, will the election winner be chaos? That was the title of my show. And look how accurate I was. If you go back and look at that show, it's very accurate about what was about to happen. And then I watched Tucker, and he has up there midterm chaos right behind him, as I had predicted, that the winner of this election actually is going to be chaos. And the point of that show was, is because no matter what happens, no one can trust the elections. The Republicans won't trust the elections. And I was showing how even Democrats won't trust the elections. And if you're going into an election where I already know the people won't trust the results, and rightfully, I'm not saying the people are wrong. They're right. They're absolutely right for not trusting the elections. But that causes chaos. So Tucker is showing the midterm chaos. And he also knows the people are right to not trust the election. Take a listen.
What is this? Is this fraud? We're not sure. And on some level, it doesn't matter what it is. What we know is that the mechanics of our elections are not working, almost exclusively in states and cities run by Democrats. Are they cheating? Are they disorganized? Again, not relevant. The system is obviously out of control. It's flaky. And systems like that cannot be, by definition, reliable. Would you let a Maricopa County elections official fly your aircraft? Probably not. That's a disaster. Democracy is a faith-based system. You have to believe in it in order for it to work. But who could believe in this? So our news media, in case you haven't noticed, has spent the last several years, quote, defending democracy, insert trademark here. So you'd think that democracy defenders would care about the collapse of democracy, but just the opposite. They're telling you it's all completely normal. It's always been this way. If you disagree, you'll be censored on social media, as we found out today. Twitter just slapped a warning label on videos from this show because we reported verifiable facts from election officials about election screw-ups. So it's taking weeks to count the ballots in your democracy, but you're not allowed to notice it. What is this about? Again, we're not sure. And at this stage, there's really no way to know what it's about. So we're not making allegations. But we thought we'd ask, because it'd be interesting to ask, the most obvious question of all and see if we could find the answer. And the question is, who's benefiting from this? And how do you know? Well, you look backwards. So in cases where there was chaos and delays in vote counting over the past several election cycles, what percentage of the ultimate winners turned out to be Democrats? Now, in a fair system, you would think the proportion would land somewhere around 50%, a coin toss. But we checked. Oh, and that's not the case. In 13 recent races we looked at where election delays were well publicized, 10 of them ultimately went to the Democrat. 10 out of 13, 77%. That's not a coin toss. That's a very high average.
I would say it's 100% because the only reason why, if you do 10 out of the 13%, I don't even know which ones. I don't have to look at it. I can almost guarantee you this is true. Out of the three that the Republican won that he's talking about, after the chaos and all this, I guarantee you those three are just people who had too big of a lead, like you're going to see with Carrie Lake. It doesn't mean that the Democrats still weren't trying to steal it. I say 13 out of the 13, the Democrats are trying to steal it. What you should look at is I really like Tucker to look at this. In those races, did the Democrat always gain ground after Election Day? Whenever it gets past midnight, why is it always the Democrat is gaining ground? Now, Arizona's a little bit more unique. The Republicans going to gain ground in Arizona, but that's simply because of how they are doing. They're not counting the ballots on Election Day. That's the only reason why that's happening. Arizona is weird. They have the mail-in ballots, a lot of them counted first. And then what they do is take forever as they're not giving you the election day results. The easiest thing to give you on the day, they don't give you. What they're delaying is the election day results. And that's why the Republican is actually going to gain ground in Arizona. But this is only Arizona. No other state is this true, where you will see the Republican just always gaining ground after election day. In Arizona, that will be true. That will be true. But in any other state, the Democrat will always gain ground. But it's really what Tucker's saying is if it's really fair and it's contested, it should be 50-50. And I don't mind if Democrats scream and shout about Arizona. Why is the Republican gaining ground days after? If you're a Democrat, you should complain about that. We should have the results on the day. It's ridiculous to have somebody leading, and then 3 days later, I don't care if it's Carrie Lake, and then 3 days later, Carrie Lake wins. That's ridiculous. That shouldn't be happening. That shouldn't be how we'd be counting it. I'm not for that. I don't want us to sit here and wait 3 days for Carrie Lake to overtake, or a week, the Democrat. That's bullcrap. That's not how a system should work. Carrie Lake doesn't think that that's how it should work, and she'll make it so that we'll get the results in Arizona on election day. That's what she'll do. It's the Democrats that want it that way, 100%. So even in the instance in which a Republican is gaining ground after election day, it's still the Democrats who want it to happen in that ridiculous way. Still, it's the Democrats, 100% Democrats. Let me give you Dr. Gina. She had some to say on election night about what we experienced. And well, take a listen.
So to summarize so far, vote fraud is real. Machines are rigged. But social media and corporate media are covering for Democrats and feeding the establishment approved narrative. And big tech won't allow you to see anything else. Believe what you know. Believe what you hear on outlets like this that are independent and are not tied to the socio-fascism happening in this country. But to add to that list, scariest of all, perhaps, is that we also have the bureaucracy in DC that is working in tandem with all of the other crime cartel and have become possibly the biggest threat to our actual republic. The DC bureaucratic apparatus has been packed full of establishment goons who are there to do the bidding of the leftist elite. Literally, that's their job. Our top law enforcement officials in the country are working against the MAGA movement, and there is nothing they won't do to crush dissent against the establishment. That means to tell you you're seeing what you're not seeing, to tell you the math that you know doesn't add up, to tell you the science that you know isn't real. We've been told over the years by bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that Hillary Clinton did nothing wrong, that Jeffrey Epstein ran a child prostitution ring that had zero clients, right? People went to prison for a child trafficking ring with no clients because they've never published anything. Hunter Biden, he did nothing wrong. That laptop from hell was Russian disinformation. Yeah, that's it. The 2020 election was the most secure and fraud-free election in U.S. history. President Trump took nuclear documents to Mar-a-Lago to sell to our enemies. Russians rigged the 2016 election. See, I can do this too.
Yeah, she's dead on. 100%. I'm not flipping up about this. I've been actually laughing during election day and everything else. This is one of the best moods I've ever been in on election day because I came in knowing exactly what was going to happen and I had no thought of, oh, we're going to have a fair election this time and massive red wave. I mean, I didn't let anyone put me into that mindset. So when election day, I was just like, yeah, already I've been telling people since the 2020 election, the Democrats have overthrown your country. You don't have fair elections. You can't trust them. And they're making it so that they want everyone to be in chaos. No one can trust these elections. And they're the ones who want it that way. They don't care. They ensure it. So I'm not going to flip out over the stolen elections, even though Republicans do win in some areas, the chaos that they have created. I'm just going to warn you, morally, America's still getting worse. Morally, the elections showed real danger that God is going to smack America down. And when you look at us from a moral perspective, Judgment Day for America is coming. You better get right with God. Here's how you can. Ask Jesus to save you. Ask him into your heart. Know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's what my verse is on my shirt. Do you believe it? Have you repented? You better, because time is running out. I have no idea how long. And neither do you, so don't wait. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.